It's Thursday, the 30th of October, 11:15 a.m. So another long lie in bed this morning. We got out of bed approximately an hour ago. Went to bed just after 10. So 12 hours sleep. It was my wife's decision not to go to her sister's today, as she normally does on a Thursday. And in preparation and anticipation that the weather will be decent tomorrow, Friday, and we'll be able to do one of our car boot sales for charity. And I know what's going to happen. Yes. And it's going to be a miserable day tomorrow. Our way of thinking now is, if we don't get Friday, we maybe get Saturday. If we don't get Saturday, we can get Sunday. If we don't get Sunday, I'm getting out the house. I'm leaving for a couple of days when she comes down. She does get so frustrated over our weather, especially since yesterday was a most beautiful, beautiful day for this time of the year. Simply stunning. And then by late evening, early night last night, the weather changed again, and at least the rain's off now. Skies are all cloudy, grey, and things are pretty wet. So back to normal. The only thing is, I've got a jumper on this morning and I'm cooking. It's so mild. It's crazy stuff. I don't know what temperature it is, but my goodness sake, it's t-shirt weather. Well, maybe not quite. So, 12 hours of unbroken sleep would have been brilliant, but 12 hours of the usual broken sleep is not so good, but I still equate it to getting about 10 hours solid sleep, which is pretty good. I guess that's why I'm feeling a bit chipper this morning again. I'm just hoping and praying that tomorrow, Friday, is a good day. Better start lighting the candles now. So I'm feeling good. The soreness in the hips and the joints from the other day there is easing away. My heel, that stuff, that patch that I use my heel, I replace it every day, every 24 hours, is doing amazing wonders. It really is. I'm not quite sure what it's doing, but it's doing amazing wonders with my heel. And what I'm going to do is order another patch on prescription, but then I'm going to stop putting it on once. I've only got two left. I'm going to stop putting it on for a couple of days and see what happens. We'll see. So, 30th October. Oh, my. Saturday will be the 1st of November, I guess. Well, wait a minute. So, tomorrow is 31st. How does it say it again? We say Halloween. It's All Hallows Evening or something, isn't it? I think people in England say it the proper way. Forgive me for grouping everyone in England. But no, I thought it's All Hail's Own or something. And we just call it Halloween. And Stanley Baxter, that fantastic, amazing Scottish comedian who did so much with words and phrases. If you've never seen him doing his sketches about the Scottish, in particular the Glasgow language, just amazing. And he would call it Saline. In fact, he did a wonderful, wonderful sketch about Halloween and Dookin. If you don't know what Dookin is, maybe I should do this in a separate bit. I think I will, actually. Yeah. I'll do that. So I can hear up in the big conifer, the Lee Landing, I can hear the starlings, the stuckies, chattering away. At least I did hear them. Way up to the left. It's two up to the right in the tree. Not sure what's going on, but the ones in the conifer, the landy up to the left, have stopped chattering. Ah, we're getting some chatter from the right now. I love, you know, my favourite song in the garden is The Blackbird because of what it means to me. And of course, the robin and the wren have astounding songs. But that chatter, that between those gregarious wee creatures, the stuckies, is just amazing, and the sounds they can make. I've said this before, I know, but it's, and the reason I'm saying it is because I miss it so much. You used to get hordes of the things, and they'd all be chattering and singing and making sounds, you know, they mimicked other birds and other sounds from humans. They're just fantastic mimickers, and I love when there's a big band of them together and they're all doing it, and it's wonderful. And the way they land like paratroopers, it's just they're one of my favourite, definitely one of my top five favourite birds. I have to think about that now. Where would I put them in the top five? No matter. It's good to hear them. It's usually about this time of the year when I start to get them here, but the flocks are getting smaller and smaller. Definitely a bird day. Thank you.